This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We come to juz number 24, and juz 24 begins with the fact that Allah says in the beginning, He says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافِنَ عَبْدًا. Isn't Allah enough for His servant? Isn't Allah enough? Meaning that if we trust Him and we have a faith in Him, He will be enough for us. And He asks us again to think about the time that we're sleeping, because when we're sleeping, we're actually dead. But He's actually looking after us, and we have a trust while we sleep that we're going to wake up again. This is ayah number 42. And He asks us to think about the consequences of the human being, because when a human being is given a gift, he often forgets Allah Azza wa Jal, and it becomes, that gift itself becomes a means of his own test. This is ayah number 49. But those of us who are actually sinful because of this, we will turn away. And those of us who will contemplate that all things are from Allah Azza wa Jal, they come and they go, we will not turn towards sins. But those of us who have found ourselves that we've wasted our entire lives, what Allah Azza wa Jal tells us is not to worry. Even if we wasted our entire lives with sins and we filled them with sins, ayah number 53. He tells us, look, there's still a chance for you to turn towards me. And turn towards me before it is too late, before the punishment comes. Turn towards me before you come on the day of judgment and you bring an excuse. And you say, whoa, what have I done to myself? The amount of sins that I've done in the earth. Woe that I could go back to, if I only could go back to the earth and change my life, that would be my greatest dream. And all of this Allah mentions and tells us then again to think about the actual doomsday. And from here onwards, you will find that every single surah that comes, Allah will give a different aspect of the day of judgment. And what He tells us here is about the blowing of the horn. And He tells us when the blowing of the horn will happen, every single creature on the earth will actually lose its senses. Ayah number 68. And He says that He will then reshape the whole of the earth, and all the prophets, the witnesses, all of them will be brought on the day of judgment. And there will be two different lines that will be dragged in two different ways. Those that were that had kufr and disbelief, they will be dragged towards hellfire. That is in ayah number 71 and 72. And those who actually had faith, they will be taken all the way to Jannah itself, and they will thank Allah Azza wa Jal for giving them that. We come to Surah Mu'min after that, and Surah Mu'min talks about a believer in the time of Musa alayhi salatu salam. And a lot of it is about belief itself. And what we find is that Allah talks about the angels in the beginning that are actually making dua for the believers on the earth. This is in ayah number 7. And they're saying that your mercy covers everything, and we're asking you to forgive those people who make tawbah, make repentance, who follow your pathway. We ask you to save them from hellfire. And on the earth, you will find people again clashing with one another over what? It's all about belief and disbelief. And Allah says, well, look at your essence. You were people who were dead, then Allah actually brought you back alive, and then you died again, you will die again, and then you will come back to life. And all of this will be admitted even by those who are disbelievers. They will admit to that on the day of judgment. But it will be too late. Then Allah tells us to focus on, in terms of belief and the clash that we have with believers and disbelievers. We'll always have a clash. And the greatest clash that happened in the past was Fir'aun, Haman and Qarun, who brought about a great power over the people around them. Because Fir'aun was the political side, you had Qarun that was the financial backing for the economy and for the government and the country, and you had Haman who was the mason or the builder, and three of them together made a massive force. But that did not stop someone from the midst of Fir'aun's own cabinet. There was a man who believed in Allah, who believed in the message of Musa alayhi salatu salam, but he hid his belief. So what Allah is trying to tell us here is that, look, you can do the same. Doesn't matter how much pressure you've got around you, you can still believe. And he was the one who said, think about the people of the past. What about if the message of Musa alayhi salam is true? What will happen to us? And he gets him to think again and again. And he says, you know, when Fir'aun tells them that, look, what's in front of me is what's in front of me, and I'm going to believe in that. But this man carries on telling them and tells them that this is only a temporary worldly life and it's all going to go. And he says, what's wrong with you people? You're calling me towards, you know, the dunya, and you're calling me towards this earth. You're not calling me towards the, you know, towards what is on the other end. And he tells them that, فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُلْ لَكُمْ soon, you shall think of what I used to say to you, because he was the one giving them da'wah. And Allah Azza wa Jal saved this one man amongst his whole cabinet when he destroyed the entire army of Fir'aun. He destroyed all of them, but he saved this one man. And he captures a scene on the Day of Judgment when they will be arguing with one another, and they will say, even to the guardians of the hellfire, take us out, or even you should ask Allah, ask your Lord to take us out from this fire, and that will be something that will not get anywhere, because it will be said to them that didn't the messengers come to you, and they will say yes, and that will be the end of them, sort of in hellfire. But Allah asks us to reflect again on ourselves and think about things around us. So He asks us to think about the night and the effect of the night, the day. This is in ayah number 61. He asks us to think about the earth and how stable it is. This is ayah number 64. He asks us about, you know, to think about the creation of the human being. This is ayah number 67, the many phases that the human being goes through. And all of that He asks us to reflect. Why? Because the consequences of all of this is we're going to have to think about the ni'mas and the gifts He gave to us, and we're going to have to answer to Allah about the gifts that He gave to us. And He asks us again in ayah number 79 to think about the animals that is given, some that we eat and some that we ride, and these benefits that we have. And He says, well, you can roam around the earth, but in the end, those that will benefit from the gifts that they've got is to actually display their belief. And the whole surah was about belief. If you've got belief and you've got the actions with that, then there is salvation. Otherwise, those that have disbelief will actually find that they've got destruction. And خَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ, all the disbelievers will be, you know, in absolute loss in the end. We come to حَمِيمَ السَّجِدَةَ, and حَمِيمَ السَّجِدَةَ tells us to think about again this Quran that came. The Quran that came, and the people that were around the Prophet ﷺ said that, you know, we've got something in our ears, our hearts are not actually receptive to this Quran. Allah says, those of us that actually are finding the reception and we believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah tells us to be steadfast on this deen. And He tells us to think about the people of the past in terms of Ad and Thamud, and how they came with their might and their power and their arrogance. And they said, nobody like them has ever been created. And Allah says, well, He's the creator who is more powerful than them. This is in ayah number 15. And in the end, He destroyed them. Coming to a scenario of the Day of Judgment, He brings a scenario where people will actually start to lie in front of Allah and say that we didn't do these sins, we didn't do that. This is from ayah number 19 onwards. And in the end, Allah humiliates them, because He makes their mouths come sealed and their own hands and feet and their own skins start to witness against them. Then they, when their mouths start opening again, they curse their own selves and they curse their skins and they curse their bodies, and they say, why did you witness against myself? You're the one that's going to burn. And they say, look, Allah has power even over us, and you think that we're going to stop witnessing when Allah has given us power? And this eventually tells us that on the Day of Judgment, Allah tells us that whether you're a jinn, you're an ins, whether you're a jinn or a human being, in the end, we will find ourselves on the Day of Judgment, and we will have, you know, there will be certain people that will drag others or try and drag others to hellfire with them. This is in ayah number 29, because they were deluded. But those of us who are actually believing in this, Allah gives us good news, that right up until our deaths, there are angels that used to look after us. And those angels will give us good news. And they will tell us, don't worry, don't have any fear whatsoever. And they will give us good news of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and good news of having Jannah, and good news of receiving those things that our hearts would want. This is all around ayah number 32. And He asks us to think again about the, you know, about life after death, because it's all around us. And He says about the waters that come onto the ground, and they create certain vegetation, and then they die, and then they live again. And every spring comes, life comes, and every winter comes or autumn comes, there is death. And life after death rotates around us every single year. And he asks us to take heed from this, because by the end of it, you will find people on the Day of Judgment, again, nothing will come of any avail when they are called, on the Day of Judgment, when they find that they did not answer to this call. Because they will be told, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ, just as we are told right now. Whosoever believes and whosoever does good actions, they are doing it for themselves. And whosoever does a bad action, it will only fall onto themselves. And Allah is not the one that is oppressing His servants. He's made that message very clear to us and is asking us to take heed from that. And one of the things, a very important thing, is that ayah number 42 is that this Quran is the one. If we reflect on this Quran, it comes with many reminders for us about our future, about the next life, and we should take the heed from that. الذكر علم ونور الحاملات سنا ونور والرسمات هنا سرور يا حلوى تلك السنين